Magic the Amateuring, episode 21.
Woo! We're legal to drink, guys.
We're legal to drink, legal to smoke. We could do that at 18. I like
it. Yeah, we could. We can vote.
We can
unlimited?
Sleep with who we want to.
We can.
Are you going to edit out this microphone?
We're talking about a different topic.
As you might guess, entirely. This episode is episode 21. So we're celebrating by having some drinks. And we've got some. That's the sound of a drink right now. This is a magic show for learners or for people who love the game and love to have a nice belly laugh every once in a while.
Yep. If you're Santa and you play magic or you use magic, you're in luck.
So I recently suffered severe retrograde amnesia. So will you all introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm one of your magic amateurs, Maria.
I'm another magic amateur, Megan.
And that's Ben, who recently... Your name is Ben.
Thank you.
Who got amnesia. And we have, joining us for our party episode, two of our magic guest hosts, Nels and Dan.
Hi, guys.
Your favorite guest hosts.
Say hi, Nels.
Oh, hi, guys. I was waiting for my go-ahead. Hello, everybody.
Everyone, I want everyone to go around the circle and rate yourselves in terms of how much of an amateur you are. Oh. One being the most amateur, and 10 meaning that you play magic full-time.
You're a pro.
And you get health insurance.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to say, can I rate myself comparatively? But then I realized that that was a jerk move, so.
What?
What, on the curve?
Like, no, as compared to the other people in the circle.
No, out of five. That's what she was going to go for.
Like ranked?
Like Ben is one.
Yeah, Ben is one. Experienced. Maria's probably two.
No, one is the least experienced.
Okay, Ben is five. Maria's probably four. I'm probably three. Nels and Dan, you sort yourselves out.
Six. I'm a six.
I'm a seven.
No. Nice. One bigger than six.
Liars.
Megan, I didn't ask you to rate everyone.
That's true, but you looked at me expectantly.
All right.
So everybody, we're 21. So what's the first thing you guys are going to do now that you're legal?
I'm going to eat some nuts.
Yeah, we have a can of nuts that we're eating.
We do. Men's health. They're men's health recommended.
Can you hear this?
So, Nels, how does your prostate feel right now?
Can you hear that? I'm rubbing two nuts together.
Dan, does your prostate feel healthy?
My prostate feels great. What do you think, Ben? How does my prostate feel?
This isn't
I felt better.
This isn't necessarily recommended for your prostate nut mix.
What else does men's health mean?
That's what men's health means.
It's a magazine.
There's lots of components to men's health.
Yeah.
What else?
There's a pectoral lift.
Oh yeah.
There's dangle.
You gotta make sure your dangle is good.
And I thought women's health was complicated.
Yeah. No kidding.
There's and a lot of men have severe lack of razor burn on their legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I understand.
Sport move.
Yeah.
And grease factor.
Swamp ass.
Right, that's an unhealthy thing.
That's what those nuts are for.
A lot of magic players go through swamp ass at some time in their career.
Some men's health nuts and that cures your swamp ass.
Just rub almonds up and down your taint, then it absorbs all the swamp ass.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Have you ever given a creature a swamp ass walk?
Write it down. New mechanic in Create a Card. Hey, we've got a fully loaded show for you today, fully loaded of goodness. We're going to go over some magic slang terms to celebrate our birthday, our 21st birthday, some of the most common slang terms in magic. So if you're a new player, listen in. We'll teach you how to sound like the cool kid on the block.
Sweet. And if you won't know what you're saying, but we'll teach you the words.
We'll teach you the words. Yeah. It's kind of like your first level of French.
Yeah, and after that, we're going to teach you how to ride your bike without your training wheels on. Because what else are your street friends for?
Can we all
street
go around the circle and on a scale of 1 to 10, just say how drunk we are right now?
Ben, you
start. Can I rate myself comparatively? I rate everyone comparatively?
This is Megan's
forte. I'm going to open up this bottle of wine.
But the scale goes from 1... Oh. the least drunk you've ever been to 10, the most drunk you've ever been.
Well,
this wine's so classy, it comes with a twist off.
I would say
that girl is so classy that she's drinking straight from the bottle.
All right.
All right.
I am stopping this sentence.
I think Megan wins.
I think, yeah, drunk, wow.
Drunkest for wow. sure.
I am that.
I'm one. I've never been ever drunk ever.
Okay.
I'm one.
What?
Definitely.
Nels, don't lie.
I'm always more drunk than this. Ben, for sure.
Okay, so Nels is one, but Ben is also one.
No, I'm 10. This is as drunk as I've ever been.
Which is
awesome. Wait, Ben, you are at you're 1 through 10 all at the same time right now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you a quantum state?
I am
drinking?
At warp 10, which means
you're
I
at every place in the universe.
Yes, he's like that Voyager episode.
Hey, do you like Star Trek? I forget.
Shut up, Nels.
No, I'm serious.
You know, as we record this podcast, there's a new Star Trek movie that's being unwatched.
Yeah.
By all of us.
Should we stop the podcast?
Do you guys want to watch? There's probably a midnight show.
No, it's already out. There's like probably an 11 showing.
Wait, so the thing about that confuses me the most, if you guys want to talk about Star Trek
for
about
15
minutes.
Oh, God.
Why, if you're going to have a Star Trek movie and you're going to have Benedict Cumberbatch in it, and you get, why would you have him be a human? Because he looks like an alien. Why wouldn't you make him be an alien?
That's true. Well, maybe he's an alien.
And you think they made him, you know, is he Khan in this movie?
Is he?
Is he?
I thought Khan was in the next one.
Sorry.
So maybe he's a superhuman, or maybe...
It's not. That's what everybody wonders. No one knows if he's Khan or not.
Maybe he's a Ferengi who's been genetically altered
to
look like a human.
That's a fucking tall, hot Ferengi
right
there.
Like that one dude from Deep Space Nine that could turn into...
The perfect man.
It was like made out of Jell-O.
Odo?
Yep.
Odo!
Made out of Jell-O?
Yeah.
I love Odo.
And like, when he went home... He
was a bucket. He went into a bucket.
Yeah.
He went and joined the Great Lake.
Well, when he went to his
home
planet,
the lake.
It was just one big orgy.
One giant lake, yeah.
Think about it. It's like the height of humanity is getting to the Great Link.
The Link?
What if...
What do you think
what
Facebook
if you
is?
Found out... What if you're like an orphan and you found out that the only way you can get laid is to have sex with everyone from your whole planet?
Wait, if I was an orphan?
Yeah.
Wait,
it would be the same as if I was just a regular person with parents. I would still think it's weird.
What we're trying to say is Ben doesn't drink normally.
Well, ever.
Wait, no.
I want to go back to the orphan sex thing. I think it's slightly different because if you have parents,
right.
Then
yeah.
You know you're going to have sex with your parents.
But if you're orphan.
Because you have to have sex with everybody on your planet. Your parents are.
But you might have sex with your brother or sister.
Sure, but and again,
so you're having sex with people you're related to, but you just don't know it.
Right, when you're an orphan, there's the possibility that maybe your whole family's dead and you're not having sex.
That's best case scenario.
Yeah. And maybe you have like newspaper clippings to like back that up.
Oh yeah, like they all
if
died.
If your whole civilization
is
a giant lake, do you use newspapers?
Well, we should note that everyone else is like the orgy is already happening. So like, if you don't have sex with your parents, you're the only one.
Peer pressure.
Also, your parents, they might not be able to keep track of that in the orgy.
Yeah, is it better to not have sex at all or to have sex
with your parents?
But you have to do it with your parents, and everybody else is doing it too.
You know, there. C-3PO and R2-D2 were on an episode of Sesame Street.
Okay.
And R2-D2 fell in love with a fire hydrant.
Fair enough.
And C-3PO posed a similar question to him. And...
Wait, like, he posed a similar question, like, have sex with no fire hydrants or have sex with all of them?
I think what he said was, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
And then somebody said, try it.
What?
Name that movie.
Mr. Hooper.
The Matrix.
No.
Revolution.
What movie am I quoting?
Reloaded.
I don't even know, but somebody, that is from a movie.
Try it?
Try it, those two words.
What year did
somebody says it's better than love and loss than never love at all, and somebody goes, try it.
In The Matrix, Morpheus says it when he's got the pills. He's like, try it.
You may remember like a really long speech where he talks about going down the rabbit hole.
He's like,
that didn't happen.
He's like,
just held
anyway,
the pill and said, try it.
Try it.
You wanna fly, bro?
So magic slang.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Magic slang.
Magic slang. Sometimes when you're playing, someone drops some slang.
Guys, I don't understand. Why do we need slang? Why can't we just every time?
Ben.
Because slang. We need to identify ourselves as a social group.
Yep, that's
right.
As a right.
subculture?
Slang creates community. Or community creates slang. It's kind of like a chicken and egg conundrum.
Oh.
Or the hit show Community on NBC.
Yes, which is also has a lot of slang.
And got renewed for its, what, fifth season?
Did yes. Are they yep. going to fire anyone else?
I don't know. Probably.
All right, everybody. I just want you to say our first slang word. Is aggro.
Aggro.
Are we going to read every word on this list? Like
I don't know what we're going to do. What do you want to do? That. How do you want to do it?
Did you say egg roll?
Well, I think, wait, to be fair, I think aggro.
It's like 60 just, words on here.
Maria, I think egg roll should be in the
microphone
ease.
Into my mouth.
Sorry. All right, what do you want to do? How do you want to do this, Ben?
No, that's fine. Let's read them all. Let's read them all as quickly as possible.
No.
Can I talk about a slang thing that surprised me?
Yeah.
Yes.
When I drafted for the first time.
Oh, lovely. Did someone throw some slang that wasn't in your tool belt?
Well, apparently it's common part of the common tongue, and if you listen to
common.
Yeah. I love common. Common tongue is my favorite rapper.
He's way better than Kanye.
Kanye lips.
You mean common? Happy
anyway,
21st.
This part of the Kanye tongue was everybody was saying, and if you listen to this podcast, you know, I haven't played in a very long time.
Right.
When somebody would attack, like in my day, they would say, I'm attacking you for four. But
FYI, Nels's day was about 30 years ago.
35 years ago.
He was one of the early beta testers that Richard Garfield stole the idea from.
It's true. It still hurts, but whatever. You get over it. Now they say I swing for.
Yes, yeah. Swing.
Because the implication is that I'm not actually doing damage to you. I'm attempting to do damage to you.
Yeah, I've also heard like I'm in a battle. I'm going to get in there.
When did you hear get in there, Ben?
I'm going to crawl up in there.
I'm up in your shit for six.
I'm going to walk over and deal four.
But more than one person used that.
Yeah.
Swing
it's pretty common. Mm-hmm. I think because there's so many people who make videos on Magic Online now, and they'll be like, oh, I'm going to swing in here. That's like why that has spread
Ben,
and it's so common.
Can you explain why it's called swing in the first place?
Because you're turning them sideways.
Swinging.
I thought it was like a punch.
Yeah, well, that's logical.
Like a swing.
I thought it was like baseball.
Swing. I'm taking a swing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you're just attacking for one, you have to say I'm bunting.
And if after you've attacked, if you failed to deal any combat damage to a player, you then have to punt.
You have
to pull out your designated punter and punt.
Well, okay, let's talk about punt now because that's.
Yes.
That's actual
magic slang.
That's
magic slang.
Punt,
but
we talked
it's not what you just said.
Last episode, which was meaning if you could have won a game, but you did not because you made a play error, you have punted.
That's fucking up, though. That's not like because punting is like a conscious like, well, this is a strategic.
I don't
move.
Look. I don't know why they call it that.
No, it's called. I mean.
Nerds don't understand sports. So
good
the
point.
The sports reference is not going to make sense.
Right. Well, when I first heard swing, I thought it was real douchey.
Yeah, it felt weird.
Yeah, it does feel douchey.
Because it sounds like, you know, you'll say guys are swinging their dicks around, you know. You'll hear that.
Oh,
that's all we say.
It's weird.
Like, we just like, yep. How's your swing today?
What words don't make you think about dicks?
Stompy?
Very few.
Fatty?
Very few. Nell, stop previewing.
Pillared field ox?
Table wheel? Lash?
Horned turtle.
I know. I agree. It sounded very douchey.
It sounds douchey, but once you play enough, you get used to it.
I've been immersed in it so long, I can't even tell how
do
douchey
that is. Do you
say
swing, Ben?
Probably. I would assume I do.
You did.
I
was sitting next
know.
To you when you did. I noticed it.
All right. So let's invent a new slang. What's the most polite way?
Yeah. How about
I'm attacking?
No. I'm going to tap my creatures, and I'm gonna try and do some damage here.
Oh, that's a little too passive.
How about I'm gonna roll over. For four.
What does that mean? That's
like your 401k.
Yeah, we're playing Red Rover.
What about like you just preface it with here's the sitch.
What if instead of life points it was like cookies and it's like Can I have four cookies?
No, that's good.
We're inventing a new game here.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Maria to make an innuendo out of that.
And then later, if he like extorts, it's like, all right, here's two of my cookies.
You got a real sweet tooth, don't you?
That sounds real like unmarked van guy with candy, kind of like. It just doesn't sound right.
You're extorting people for cookies.
Come on over and get some cookies.
All right, that's swing, everybody. That's swing and that's punt.
Yeah. Oh, can we go back to
what is
aggro?
Punt? We never figured.
Oh, never mind.
Punt.
It's when you
is that when you lose a game when you shouldn't have?
Right? It's either that or just like any mistake. Where it's like, oh, this mistake could cost me the game.
Yeah, see, that's evidence that nerds don't know sports, because a punt is
not
a mistake.
It is not yet. It doesn't make any sense. we've accepted that fact.
Right, but a punt in the football sport is often as a result.
Notice how Ben said the football sport.
it's a result of not being where you want to be, but it's a conscious, right. Strategic decision. Yeah. You have to have the ball the next...
So what should let's correct the slang. What should punt mean? Like
fucked
that's
up.
That's just when like I'm passing the turn.
Pass
back
the
to
turn
you.
And you shouldn't.
Like, I'm gonna punt the turn.
Yeah,
back
if
to you.
if you do something that is seemingly passive, but it's done in a strategic way.
I would say you punt is when you choose not to attack. You skip the attack phase.
Yeah, because you
that
have a reason
would be punting.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go straight from your first main. You punt your attack, second main, their turn.
And
I agree.
And if I'm swinging with all my creatures, is that fourth down territory?
I'm going to show you what a football game is.
That's fourth and goal.
I have to say...
Wait,
I have
no,
to
fourth and goal would be if,
oh,
I, have leaf,
if
I have if lethal on the
lethal.
Ball.
That's true.
Lethal? What's lethal?
Lethal?
If you can.
It's a series of movies about weapons.
Okay. If you have enough, if you have enough power on the board and you're able to get through enough damage to win in the next turn,
or if you have enough money to have Bruce Willis in your movie,
that's pretty
not
lethal.
Any of the lethal weapon movies.
Just wait.
I have to say, ship. We do have a term for giving the turn back to the other person. Which is shipping the turn back to them. You say you ship the turn.
It's not say go.
Some people say, I'll say go, or they just say go. But ship is the official term. They'll say, I'm going to ship the turn back to you, as if they are loading up their Columbus ship, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Nina.
Oh, sorry. And giving it back to the other player.
Ooh, history burn.
There was a guy at this first draft that I did, and the second draft, two drafts, where he always said, pass turn. Always, he would say pass turn.
Was he a robot?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Did he say it while he was doing other things?
Were you like...
Was he untapping and saying pass turn?
No, like,
yeah, were you like,
thing, and then
how big is that creature? And he's like, pass turn.
Pass turn. Error.
There are
error.
A lot of different ways people try and say what they say to pass the turn.
But he was very robotic about it because he never missed it. He always would say
well,
pass turn.
Well, magic is a game of precision.
I would say it's a kind of
like
OCD game a little bit.
I always say untap, upkeep, draw.
How precise.
And that horrible British accent too.
Well, British is the accent of precision. Can we all agree on that?
I can agree on that.
Yes.
Yeah. If someone is describing to you over an intercom how to repair a watch, don't you want that man to be British?
Why is there an intercom in my watch shop?
That is the weirdest, most specific event ever.
Guys, we have to repair this watch or the plane is going to crash.
Get on the intercom.
Oh, totally good.
Get a British man
it's
on the intercom.
It's going to crash.
I'm going to need you to turn the clock hand back 3 turns.
Maria, that's a Cockney person.
That's a fucking...
You didn't specify.
From another planet.
I'm from Britain. Fuck you.
Yeah, you went English. You went like Southern English. Or from the Midlands.
Yeah, or London. Yeah.
But proper London, not Cockney.
London?
Yeah, okay. Or like Indian, anyone from India. I like their English accents.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes, the British occupation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones on here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Me too.
Okay.
We have 60 more to go through, let's...
All right, we'll pick some good ones here, okay, that you hear.
I want to talk about aggro, because this actually... This ticks me off. Because I know aggro, I had to Google it. It means aggressive.
Yeah.
You had to Google it?
Because aggro to me is like the act of like you gain more aggro. Like
what?
In the world of online video games, aggro has a specific meaning as well.
Yeah, when you're playing World of Warcraft,
right,
you want your tank to have as much aggro as possible.
Right, because
they're being attacked by the monsters.
And the, you as or a, mobs.
Or mobs, yeah. Mobs. And you as a DPS, a damager per second, yeah. You don't want any aggro because you're much squishier than your tank. Right,
but so as long as you have just less aggro than the tank, you're fine.
So Megan, what does are it you mean thinking a crew?
Context. I think aggro should mean whatever it is where all you do is you just get a ton of shit out on the board.
What?
And then you
play. What does it mean?
What word are you thinking of?
Aggro?
I think I'm aggressive. Thinking of like agricultural.
Ah. That would be agri.
Wait, so but what does it mean? Like, why is it on this list? What does it mean?
What do people use it? You're playing an aggressive deck, which where you're interested in attacking, you're interested in playing cheap guys, and you're interested in turning them sideways.
Right, so
that sounds like me all the time.
I'd like to turn him sideways.
So guys, basically, here's the basics. In any matchup, one deck is like the aggressive deck, and the other deck is the more controlling deck.
Right? This brings us to another term.
So the aggressive deck is going to try to win before the control deck can take over the game.
So it's always one. I mean, it's a relative thing. Like,
right. So if you have
not aggressive at
so
all.
So say you have a white weenie deck. And I have...
There's another term, weenie.
White and
weenie.
I have a deck that just wants to counterspell everything.
Like a black swinger.
Right, a black...
Blue and white control.
A black swinger. We'll say blue-black control. You want to kill me before I can get enough mana out that I can just counter all your spells, right? Because otherwise, what are you going to do?
Nothing. I'm going to punt.
Because I'm going to counter your spells and draw cards. So I have like the slow control deck. You have the aggro deck.
So what's the point of having a slang term, aggro? Like, it doesn't seem to have a lot of function.
Because it's shorter than saying aggressive.
Yeah. Be like, oh, shit, bro.
What's the point of any slang term, Nils?
It's not necessary to classify them, I feel like.
No, it totally is.
It is. Because you need to recognize when you're playing a game, this is another term, who is the beatdown in the game and who is playing defensive. You need to understand that's one of our terms, beatdown.
There it is.
Okay, so who is the beatdown is the person who is attacking. Who is trying to get in for damage? And are you playing defensively against this other deck, or are you the beatdown deck? It's important to recognize when you're playing.
I would like to go back and point out that I think that I got my understanding from the John Agro Special Teams Award, named after the first legal counsel for the Canadian Football League Players Association.
Right. Yeah, punters.
That's why. That's why I thought that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Makes sense. Ben also mentioned the term weenie. Which means penis. Would you guys
or
know what it means?
Or tiny hot dog. Yeah.
Hey Dan, what do you think weenie means in Magic?
She just told you.
If you don't know.
She just said it.
Means, like, if you...
Think back. I can whisper it in your ear.
Ben, don't cheat.
No, it means, like, your deck sucks.
I would agree with you on that one. If I have a weenie deck, it's probably...
So you don't... Nobody wants a weenie deck.
That is not what it means.
I disagree. Weenie decks can be quite powerful.
I love weenie decks.
You have small creatures.
Not in my definition. Like what you said.
What is
like
a weenie deck?
Like, who wants a deck that sucks? But obviously it doesn't mean that
does
it sucks.
Does it mean you have a lot of small creatures? Ben. Like a goblin deck? Is that a weenie deck?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, a white weenie deck would be... Like a bunch of Savannah Lions and White Knights and...
Soldiers.
Pump Knights and stuff like that.
Pump Knights?
Do they wear those, the Reebok pumps?
No, you
or
can...
Or like stilettos?
No, guys, you played Fallen
Empires,
right?
Here's another term, pump.
Pump.
You pay one mana to get plus one.
Yeah, just...
Dragon whelp.
Just like you would pump air into Air Jordans.
Yes.
You know, I saw somebody mention this on Twitter that they had said, I don't know if they actually ever said this, that they said, hey, you guys, at a bar surrounded by other people, I figure out a way I'm going to beat White Weenie so hard tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that like a challenge?
I mean, like, they were going to...
So out of context, that means masturbation. That's what it's saying.
Right.
But in context, it means I'm going to defeat a deck with many soldiers.
Hey, what do you guys think Big Butt means in Magic?
Big butt.
Oh, I know what that means.
If it's, is it coupled with a white weenie?
That means you.
Usually
or
not.
Or a black swinger.
A white weenie, big butt.
Ben, what's big butt?
Don't lie.
Wait, can I guess?
Sure.
It's like high toughness.
Yeah, it's high toughness. So like, you could also say like, Well, like, say your opponent has a 3 on first striker. It's like, well, it's only safe to attack with my 4 butts.
Would you really say that?
So, you can't say that.
I you probably wouldn't, but that. People definitely
so,
say
so
that.
So butt is toughness, and then yeah. butt's power. Like, yeah. if you have a very high attack damage.
Well,
thighs. It's front. Thighs.
I was going to say, Dan, what's in front of your butt?
I was going to say front butt.
front butt, sure, yeah.
Front butt.
South mouth.
We do have a term for when you have a special ability out front.
I got a term for that too.
Okay, what I mean is there's something you can say.
What, you can write your name with those?
Wow.
You guys watch me put on my lipstick. Wait, without using
I
my mean, hands.
I feel like we should be like categorizing these as pickup lines too. Yeah. Like I sure. got a special yeah. ability up front. You know what I mean?
For okay, say a creature has 3 toughness, but it has a special ability that
three
gives
butts.
It just plus 2
front
plus
butts.
0.
3 buttness.
No, back butts.
Oh, back butts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It has say a creature has 3 power, but you have a special front ability butts. That can give it plus 2 plus 0. What is that called, Ben?
5 butts. 5 front butts.
That special ability, just a blanket term. For giving it plus, giving it more power on the front end.
There's no term for that.
Front pump.
Fire breathing.
Fire breathing?
No, that's like, not what fire breathing is.
Okay, what is it?
Fire breathing is when you can spend mana to increase something's power.
Yes, that's so what I was referring pumpable. To.
But it has to be.
1 mana for 1 power?
No, it doesn't have to be, it has to be recurring.
Right.
So you have to be able to do as much as you want.
Like is Dragon Ball.
So if a frilled oculus is not fire breathing because you can only do it once.
Right.
Ooh, so what do we call the frilled oculus's ability?
Well, that wouldn't be fire breathing anyway because it increases power and toughness.
Okay. Ooh, we need a name for that.
That would be pump.
Just plain old pump.
Yeah, pump's the
one
super
pump.
Type. And
one
yeah.
pump's not going to get the job done usually.
Yep. Yeah.
And if you do that and then your guy dies, that's one pump chump.
Is a special ability up front is a one pump chump.
What a horrible what if you were gonna chump and then you pumped him and then you chumped, what a waste of a pump on
Wait,
a chump.
Hold, if I like faced somebody who was like, oh man, my front ability was just a one pump chump, like I would pick up my cards and I would leave the table.
That brings us to another term, chump. Chump blocking.
Oh really?
Yeah. You guys I'm sure are familiar with this. Yeah. Dan, do you know what chumping is?
Oh, that's when you block with your front butt. You get confused on which is your front and which is your back butt. And so you say you block, and you think, like, it's
right.
a 3-1, but you think it's a 1-3.
But then your friends leave you at the bar, and so you have to ride home in the middle seat.
Yep.
Oh, what a chump.
Yep.
Block.
That's what it is.
What it really means is when you throw a guy away, you know somebody is going to eat your guy. And when you block, eating means that other creature has destroyed you. It has eaten it.
And it hasn't been destroyed in turn.
Right.
So not they haven't traded.
No trades.
Not a mutual eating.
You just didn't take damage, but you sacrificed your guy in a way. But I shouldn't say the word sacrifice because
that means something else. Because
that is not slang.
It's not slang. It's
that is
no,
an official terminology. In fact, you should have said it. Why don't we say it in a British accent
right,
so
ben,
that...
Erase the whole podcast.
Sacrifice. It's not a very heavy accent.
Being very
get your accent on.
Sacrifice.
It's when you sacrifice a creature.
This is Doubtfire. Let's ratchet that up a little bit.
Ooh, from Blackstool.
Have you ever heard the term chump attack?
That's Miss Feather.
No.
Oh, I feel like there's a portmanteau there that.
Chump tack.
Chump pump.
Chack. Oh no, it's just chack, guys.
Chitak is a tribe in Eastern New York. American Indians.
No, I feel like chitak pump is something you would name one of your kids.
It actually sounds like maybe a town in New York State.
Yeah, Chattahoochee
pump.
Chattahoochee pump.
Chitak pump.
So chump attacking is when you attack. And then if they block, they'll just kill your guy and they don't lose any of their guys.
Oh, so it's specifically trying to make them chump.
No.
You're chumping in your attack.
So what's the strategy?
Oh.
Well,
because
you're trying to get damage through?
No. Usually, if you're trying to get damage through, then that's called like pushing damage through. But if you're just attacking and there's no reason, usually it's a mistake. Also, some creatures will say, like, you must attack. So then it's like, okay. Oh, well, I'm just chump attacking.
That seems like a less useful term.
But you might, like, pretend to... You might pretend to attack. And then, boom, giant
tack.
Growth.
And it's all just of a sudden, you tacking. Got a big front
butt. You've baited their butts. You bait-butted them.
Yeah.
Wait, you baited them. You
baited them into...
You big butt baited them.
You big butt baited, and then you grew, you grew your front butt... So right. It overcame the back butt.
There's yep. a point where it just stops being magic and it's just sort of like saying weird words to each other.
Hey, Nels.
Yeah.
What's you up? Know
yeah,
what a yeah. bear is.
Do I? Oh.
So next term, bear. Yeah. What do you think a bear is?
That's like a large, hairy that's gay like man.
When you, yeah, let's...
Oh, I was looking up
you
a lot of
guys, I just found out that there's more terms with that go with bear.
Sure, and you know what? Otter, you know what?
Which is like yeah. a small, hairy gay man.
You know what they call there's a fat, straight guy? Heel giant.
Oh.
What do they call a normal, regular, normal-sized, regular hair straight guy?
Nels.
Mountain walker.
Dan, do you know what a bear is?
I just said it's a large,
okay,
hairy gay
you.
Man.
Nels, do you know?
It's a green creature.
All I know is
it's a tutu creature, right?
You're right. It's a tutu creature.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Yes. So
because when I played,
go on.
Bear, so 30 years ago.
Yeah, guys, the original bear.
I'm just saying the tutu fat green frog. It's coming for that time.
What? So what other?
Didn't we have a card that made everything bears?
Bear it all?
Yeah, bear it all.
Bear in mind?
For listeners who have been following our Create a Card segment, we did create a card called Bear It All, which turned every card on the board into a bear.
look for our forthcoming card, Omni Horn Turtle.
Well, let's talk about Horn Turtle. Because
let's just talk about all the slang terms for power and toughness.
Okay. What do you got? Horn Turtle.
Horn Turtle.
What is that?
2-4? So 1-4.
1-4.
What's a 2-4?
Giant spider.
Pillar filled ox.
Ooh, yes, correct. Pillar filled ox. Giant spider is 2-4 with reach. Yeah.
I
like yours better.
All right, what's a hill giant?
It's easier to say.
Hill giant
3-3.
Is a 3-3 for 4.
Nice.
That costs 4 mana.
Okay.
Oh, that's shitty.
And I should point out that there's also gray ogre, which is another 2-2.
What's different about that?
It costs 3 mana.
Why?
Oh, stupid gray ogre.
Inefficient.
Yeah. There's also Piker is a
2-1.
A 2-1.
Nice.
I think Squire is a 1-2.
Is there a word for 5-5?
5-5 flyer is a dragon.
Dragon, yeah.
Yeah, but just a 5-5, I don't think there's anything for that.
Land dragon.
What about a 2-2 flyer for 3?
Windrake.
We have not expected.
That's not really slang so much as just the name of a card.
That was too
but most of these are just names of cards. So
that was a good card.
No. So these names of cards are cards that have set the precedent. These were maybe the first cards printed that were these.
Maybe, or just like the most canonical version of it. Like,
sure.
Maybe the most vanilla version of that creature.
Yeah. So like any creature that is 1/1. Banding is probably vanilla-ish hero.
Ben, you just used another term to describe this.
Yep.
Vanilla.
What? Yeah.
What's that mean?
Everyone knows what vanilla means. That's not just magic slang.
It's true. It pervades.
DQ slang. Mm-hmm.
But it does have a specific meaning in magic. It means a creature with no abilities. So like Windrake, that's not vanilla. It's got flying.
Oh, yeah. Good
so
point.
Vanilla dragon is an oxymoron.
Yeah. Although it sounds like a delicious flavor of ice cream.
Really.
Speaking of magic terms.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk about... I saw something that I was like, what?
Okay.
Mm.
Where did it go? On a stick.
Yeah.
What does on a stick. A stick mean?
Ben has used this on the show
you
before.
You have the enchantment State Fair in play.
Yes. All of your creatures are on a stick.
Yep.
Wait, so is it like
benefit?
When there's a
I feel like the humor has gotten extremely regional.
We're that's a national podcast, international actually.
Sorry.
So like if you had an ability that a really good creature has, but you have it on a tinier creature, like a Siobhan dragon is 5/5 flying, fire breathing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you had something that was like 1/1
dragon whelp.
Yeah, like a dragon would be like Siobhan dragon on a stick. Like it seems like it's a lesser version of something.
Close.
Or a simpler version of something.
No.
Or is it when you take a is it when you take a shitty creature and put a good enchantment on them?
No.
That's when you take a shitty enchantment.
That's right. But you're getting closer. Warmer.
You put a
warmer.
Shitty enchantment keep going, on a good creature.
Nope, colder.
Oh, God damn it.
I think maybe it's when a creature has the same ability as perhaps a spell.
Oh, you're burning up. You're burning up.
Like an instant.
That's exactly what it is. So, for example, there was a Sakura tribe elder was a 1/1 that you could sacrifice. And when you sacrificed it, you could search your library for a basic land and put it into your hand, I think. So that's like...
Paramorphic expanse on a stick?
Oh, that is just a mouthful.
Seems stupid.
It was more like fertile growth or like a Farseek on a stick or something like that. Yeah.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Fertile growth. Right now. She's not leaving the room, everybody.
All right. At this point of the podcast, we're just going to have 5.5 minutes of silence.
Everyone, we took a snack break while I went to the bathroom, apparently. Now we have some chips for our 21st birthday. Happy 21st, so look, guys.
Happy 21, eat some Lay's chips.
You know what? Actually, considering what we're doing right now, we should probably go around the circle and tell everybody what we're drinking.
Okay. Sure.
All right, Nels, you start.
This is a weird combination of lime. How do you even pronounce that?
Jaritos.
A lime Jaritos, gin, and Diet Sierra Mist.
Lovely.
And
lovely.
Ice.
Ben.
Out of an Avengers cup.
With a straw.
I'm drinking natural orange flavored sparkling water. From LaCroix. I say LaCroix. That might be regional, but. So is this drink.
The show is very regional. Dan, what are you sipping on?
I have a rum and a Coke with the lime still in it from my whiskey ginger ale before.
I'm drinking some Urban Riesling by Mosel. It's a Nick Weiss Selection 2011 Fine Vintage.
Just out of the bottle.
Draw three cards.
Nice. I'm drinking some vodka and ginger ale. With a lime and the tiniest ice cubes that have now disappeared.
Okay. And Nels, do you want to go again?
Yes, I'm having the same thing.
Okay. And Ben, what are you having?
None for me.
Well, we're talking magic slang terms, and we still haven't gotten nearly all the way through our list.
No, and we have to because of the court order.
Yeah, we do. Otherwise, we lose custody of all our best cards.
Otherwise, it's not an educational community service.
So what does it mean when you say, I have a dorky dude? I have a dorky guy.
Or like a dirtle?
A dirtle?
Okay, well, that's two different things.
It's pronounced dreidel.
So let's say...
Anti-Semite.
Let's say you just want a creature, any creature, doesn't really matter. I'll just play this dork.
Yeah, it's like it's a card without any special abilities.
It's like the ability doesn't really matter, but it's a creature, and so it can probably attack.
So are all vanilla creatures dorks, but not all dorks are vanillas?
Well, it depends, because like sometimes...
Most white people are dorks.
Because maybe there's a board of like all tutus, and you have a 3/3. That's not really a dork, because it's like... It beats everything else, right?
Okay.
But, like, if you're just like, I guess I'll play this 2/1 or, like, a 1/1 or something, it's like, this doesn't really do anything here.
This also seems like unnecessary slang.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any terms
Nels,
on
no
this
slang
list?
Is necessary.
Well, that's my question. Is there any terms on here that you've seen but you've never heard anybody say?
No.
Probably not.
Really? Like, everybody's used one of these in a match at some point against you?
Let's see. Yep.
Yeah.
Just read 60 times in 1 second.
Ben, you mentioned dirtle. People will say, oh, that was a dirtly game.
Yeah.
Just dirtling around. What does that mean?
It usually means you're just not doing very powerful things. Like you're playing, maybe you're playing like a 4/6 for 5 mana. Like there's nothing really exciting about that, right? It's just a creature. And then maybe he plays a creature, and then you attack, and some creatures die.
Although on the flip side of that, dirtling around when you're is also like sleeping around, but you're never going all the way with all the people that you're sleeping around with. Dirtling around.
What
is this like?
Are we still talking magic, or like just in life? Like
no, I made that up.
It's like third base.
Wait, no, because you just described something I do a lot, so I'd really like to.
This is my question. Say you're playing an extort deck, Would you call that being dirtily because it's very slow to win? And it's just very small incremental damage?
Sure.
Okay. I didn't know if I was right in thinking that was dirtily or not.
That's fairly dirtily.
It's not exciting. Not flashy.
Yeah, there's something pretty dirtily about playing walls and stuff, I think.
Okay, sure.
Is there an origin of dirtle?
Is it like dirty turtle?
yeah. Yep. That's definitely it.
Dirty turtle. Dirty turtle. Write that down, Megan. Dirty turtle.
It's like when you're all, it's like a blue. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. Ben, do you have another term that stands out to you on this list that you want to talk about?
Going I want to talk about sack.
Sure. Let's talk about sack.
Sack outlet.
You sack something. You
sack and a sack is short for sacrifice.
Oh. Which use the British.
Sacrifice is when you sacrifice a creature.
That's a circular definition.
Hold. Okay.
You, sacrifice. Your British accent is revoked.
When you kill a creature.
There we go.
Without its consent.
You can use the most circular definitions you want now.
Sacrifice is when you kill a creature without its consent to give something else.
Oh, you're okay, mate. You're
a positive effect.
Do creatures give consent to die in ordinary circumstances?
When you have a magic deck, every card in that deck is actually contractually obligated to play for you.
Yeah, I feel like they know what they're getting into.
Yeah. So in the,
but it's
in
still
the
meta, a very cooperative working agreement.
In the meta of this, right, you are a powerful wizard.
A planeswalker.
Mm-hmm. And you're controlling all these creatures, right? They're like your slaves?
You've summoned them.
You're like a slave master, essentially, right? Like, they don't want to fight for you, do they? They're going to die. Like, a horned turtle just wants to hang out in the swamp
them,
and, like, horn other turtles.
Some of them might make it out alive.
Throw some dirt
right?
around.
Like, whatever creature you kill them with, like, that guy's probably still alive.
Sure, like the minotaurs
the promise is death or possibly glory, yeah.
But the little grizzly bear doesn't care about glory. He just wants to eat some honey.
Well, Dan, just think about all of the care that you're providing for those creatures when they're not on the battlefield. You're taking care of them
the
rest of the time.
Expenses
it's like you're their liege lord.
So
yeah,
the,
you have to pay for their housing.
So
you're
the
swabbing out
not,
their Pokeball.
Right. Yeah, are they trapped in a little nether space and you just pull them out of the ether? Or are they like, is the bear like walking along through the forest and like he sniffs some stuff on the ground and then he scratches his back and all of a sudden poof, he's ripped from his natural habitat, and there's a minotaur in front of him coming at him with a battle axe, and he gets, you know, dirtled right in the face.
I like to think that he's in the forest dirtling around already, and then, like, it's like you're blowing a battle horn when you summon him, and he does one of those, like, he perks up, and he looks far off into the distance.
My master needs me.
Exactly. And then he runs off.
Off I go.
Beautiful.
It'll take me a while, so I'll have summoning sickness.
Sack outlet. We mentioned sack, which was sacrifice.
Yeah. If your sack is defective and you want to get it like 10% off,
you can get synthetic sacks these days.
Yeah, made out of nylon.
Wait, I actually really want to know what a sack outlet is.
A sack outlet is a nice outlet in the wall of your house where you stick your nut sack in.
No one's answering my question.
You know where I bet we could find a sack outlet?
Where, Ben?
In some old crap that I need to get rid of.
Oh my god!
So Ben has some old packs that we're going to crack, and we're going to continue to talk about terms, but we're also going to crack this pack and see what's inside of it.
Crack the pack and see at the front button.
Guys, we have a very special treat. This is a super old pack that I never got around to opening. It's about...
It's not old.
It's about 2 or 3 years old. So no, but it's still something I need to get rid of, so...
I have children all the time.
So for the purposes of the show, let's all just be impressed by how old it is, right?
Take two.
I'm impressed. All
right. Okay, so this is a very old pack.
Whoa! Ben, so sexy.
This is back from the original set where they went to Mirrodin the second time.
That's actually... This is the block when I came back into it.
Oh, yeah?
Mirrodin and Phyrexia and all that stuff.
So we have a pack, a Scars of Mirrodin pack. It is a 15-card booster pack, And we have a nice picture on the front of the,
oh, that's the Platinum Imperium. Locker, right?
Is no. that Mirrodin?
No, this is a guy who like prevents your life total from changing.
Oh, that fucker. Ooh. I played against that fucker. I hate that fucker.
He's big in Momir.
He sucks.
All right, so I'm cracking it open. All right.
Can you tell us who Mirrodin is and where he got his scars?
Mirrodin.
Happy 21st, everybody. This is our present to ourselves.
Yay. Okay.
We've been recording for 21 weeks. Do you know what that means?
We're
married. We're legally married.
Yeah.
Under law?
Minnesota common law.
We can finally go back and purchase that gun with the permit we registered for. All right. The first card is Oriok Replica.
Ooh.
It's a 2/2 for 3.
Dork.
Grizzly bear.
2/2 for 3. Oh wait, no, that's not a grizzly bear. That's a
hill giant.
Ogre. Gray ogre.
Yes.
Wow. I win.
Yeah.
It took us way longer.
Tell me about it. And it's an artifact creature. Artifacts were very important in this set. And you can pay a white and sack it.
Sack outlet.
Sack it.
Sack.
It's not sacrifice. A sack outlet. Ball it's sack. Just...
You guys, a sack outlet. A sack outlet is a card that allows you to sacrifice something. Because you cannot just sacrifice something willy-nilly.
No.
You need a card that says, you know... You can sacrifice another card to give something an extra ability.
Exactly.
That's a sack outlet.
All right. So,
like Maw of the Obsidot.
Is a sack outlet the thing that does the sacrificing or the thing that is sacrificed?
It is a thing that allows the other cards to be sacrificed.
So it's like... So like...
An electrical outlet isn't electricity.
So say I have a spell that can steal any of your creatures.
Mm.
If you have something that is a sack outlet, you can sacrifice that creature before I have a chance to steal it.
Oh, okay. So it's the thing that does the sacrificing.
Yeah.
What is there a term for a thing that allows you to produce creatures that you want to sacrifice? Like I had this card, Goblin Warrens, where you would sacrifice two goblins and gain three. But that also
your guys is crunching is so loud.
But that would also be a good outlet or inlet. That would be an inlet. You would up your sacrificing.
Be like,
it'd be like an archipelago.
It'd be like an attractive belly button.
There's no way to name that a sacrifice inlet because perhaps you want to use them to chump, or perhaps you want to use them to attack.
But okay, but I want to use them to sacrifice. Let's say I have another card.
It'd be like a token maker.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I would call it.
Token maker.
All right.
Maybe do you want to slang that up a bit?
Toe make.
A toke fac?
Toke fac, yeah.
Toker.
I like toke fac.
That's already a slang.
Yep.
All right, so that guy prevents some damage.
One card down out of 15.
Second card is Plague Stinger. He's a 1/1 flyer for 2, and he has Infect.
Ooh. Oh, this will go well in the STD set.
Yeah.
Deals damage in the form of -1/-1 counters on creatures and -1/-1.
Poison counters
on players.
Just more or less.
This is
Oriok. If you have 10 or more poison counters, you lose, by the way.
Hey, Ben, do you think this Oriok Replica is a good card? Because I kind of think it is.
It is, but not for the reasons you're thinking.
Oh, shit.
What am I thinking?
It's this card is actually just okay. It's 2/2 for 3, and then sometimes it can prevent some damage. But it's more important because... It's just an artifact, and in this set, you wanted a lot of artifacts because they're metal craft, which is, in fact, on this card, Blade Tribe Berserkers. It's a hill giant, 3/3 for 4, and he's a human berserker, and they're wearing, like, loincloths made out of lava.
Fuck that. Really?
Yeah, kind of.
No, that's cloth.
I was embellishing, and I've been outed like a sack. All right, so... But if you have Metalcraft, the turn he comes into play, he gets +3/+3 and gains haste.
6/6 haste.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
But it's not as cool as this card, Galvanic Blast. This card was amazing. It's it deals 2 damage, it costs 1 red, and it's an instant. So it's a shock, right? That's a shock.
Not as good as
2 damage.
But, is lightning bolt.
But if you have Metalcraft, it deals 4 damage instead for 1 mana. Better than Lightning Bolt.
That's better.
All right, so shock means more it does extra damage when it enters the battlefield?
No, shock means 2 damage for 1 red mana.
Got it.
At instant speed, that's shock. And Lightning Bolt is the same thing, except it's 3 damage.
3 is bigger than 2.
Yep.
And if it only does damage to a player, then it's a shock to the heart.
And you're
too late.
That's very true, except actually, if it only does damage to a player, it's a lava axe. And if it only does 3, it's a crappy lava axe.
You've been Jovied.
So we have another. Now this next card is another replica. It's also a 2/2 for 3, but this is the black one. It's an artifact creature, but it has a black activated ability. If you sack it, you can draw 2 cards and lose 2 life.
Blacktivate.
Blacktivate, Dan. You have just coined a new term. Congratulations. No, the Black That's Panthers awesome. Used
that many years ago. Okay. Like when they start their meetings.
All right, Megan's going to the bathroom, so this party's on a roll.
Next we have Soul Parry. This prevents all damage 1 or 2 target creatures would deal this turn.
Soul Parry sounds like
Rick Perry,
like a
did
beginning
a
soul
singer.
Like
yeah. Guys, or it's like Luke Perry after he left, 90210 and he became a soul singer.
Soul Parry.
Soul Parry.
Opening up for...
That card's pretty terrible.
That card sucks to me. Okay.
Now we have a Flight Spell Bomb. There are a bunch of these spell bombs, and you could... So this one you can sacrifice and give target creature flying. And it's like, that's pretty boring, right? That's not worth a card. But if he's put in your graveyard, you can also pay blue, and then you draw a card.
Is that good?
Well, these cards were good because if you were playing that color, you could play it, and it would count as an artifact for Metalcraft. And then as soon as like you didn't need Metalcraft or you had enough other cards, you could just sacrifice it and draw a card. Right?
I heard what you said.
A Soul Parry? Shit.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Next we have Azuri's Archers. It's a 1/2 elf archer with reach.
Oh, it's like a half spider.
He only costs one. Yeah, he only costs 1 mana. But when he blocks a creature with flying, he gets +3/+0 until end of turn. So
that's pretty awesome.
He can't block non-flyers, but he can super block flyers.
He can push the shit out of him. Yeah.
Guys, I feel like we're making some steady progress, which is the name of the next card.
What?
Steady progress?
It costs 3 mana. It's an instant. It says proliferate, which is a thing, and then it says draw a card.
That's also a thing.
So this is a cantrip. Do you guys know what a cantrip is?
No.
You can go on that trip.
It's when you get super high using a can.
Nope. A cantrip is a card that...
Wait, you guys want a cantrip right now?
Yeah.
I got a lot of cans.
All
right. You can make a pretty good bong out of a can. What? If you just... You punch like a little hole in the top, and that's where you put your...
Underagers listen to this podcast.
Maria, it seems like you've been paying attention. What's a cantrip?
I don't think it matters what age you are. Drugs
I don't know what a cantrip is.
Cantrip is any card that draws you a card back. So it's like a free card.
So that's another slang term, cantrip?
Sure.
Is it, though?
Yeah, totally. People,
it's not on our list.
Say cantrip to anyone who knows what I'm talking about.
That's also like a generally magic, like not the game, like I'm a wizard sort of magic term.
Yes, so, I
read a lot of fantasy
novels. I think in that case, a cantrip is like, it's any sort of like small spell that's like prestidigitation or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I'm just doing a little trick, but it's not really... It's not like a fireball and I'm killing you. It's just like, ooh, I made a light.
You're not shooting magic missiles out.
Right.
Your front butt.
Right.
I'm just curious. Is it possible? Can we put these chips closer to this microphone?
Oh, they're going to turn this podcast off so fast. So fast.
Next, we have a Nihil Spell Bomb. It's the black one. And you can use this one to exile all cards from target player's graveyard.
Ooh.
So
they can't get them.
No, I mean, they couldn't because they're in the graveyard already.
Can you get can you rid of them from the yard?
Yep. What's
the yard?
The yard
is a slang term for graveyard, everybody.
Oh.
So, for instance, I'm going to go visit my grandpa's tombstone in the yard.
Good use of slang, Maria.
Wait, is that where your family buries your grandpa's?
Yeah, we just bury him out in the front yard.
No, she's going to go get pizza from her grandpa.
Wait, but what you said implies that the tombstone was buried in the graveyard.
Yeah,
the grandpa would be in the graveyard. The tombstone would be somewhere else.
The tombstone's in the graveyard as well.
But to be fair to you, it's not buried in the graveyard.
Yeah.
Ooh, Clone Shell, artifact creature, shapeshifter, 5 mana, imprint, 2/2. When Clone Shell enters the battlefield, look at the top 4 cards of your library, exile one face down, then put the rest on the bottom of your library in any order. When Clone Shell is put in the graveyard from the battlefield, turn the exiled card face up. If it's a creature card, put it onto the battlefield under your control.
Wow, this is complicated shiz.
Yeah, and he's got four arms, so fuck that guy.
He's a shapeshifter.
Watch out.
He's like Odo.
The next card we've opened is Twisted Image, one blue instant. Switch target creature's power and toughness until end of turn. Draw a card.
Nice.
This seems...
Like a cantrip?
Like a cantrip.
It is.
I like Weird. This card. Ben, do you like this card?
No.
One blue for draw a card. And yeah, a trick.
It doesn't do anything, which is like its strongest
If a card strength. Doesn't do anything... It's great that it only costs one mana.
Yes. It the best thing about this card is it lets you draw a card and it only costs one mana.
But wait, you could bait someone into losing their creature if they knew they could maybe. Block well.
Sometimes.
If they had a horned turtle that they were going to block with.
And you had a...
I don't know. Something else. Hill giant. That would still die.
Wait, so there are cards... Like, for example, we're looking at a set from a while ago.
Yeah.
There are some cards that are just great on their own merits.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some cards where, like, that's good... But only in this context.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
So there was a card, I guess it was like an M, no, maybe it was like an M11 card or something like that. When I started in Eldrazi,
yeah,
it seemed like the worst card I'd ever seen in my life. And I was wondering if it was something that was good. Do you remember? Specific. It was Diminish, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was target creature gets -1/-0, and you draw a card.
Yeah, I mean,
one blue mana.
That's similar to this card. It's just like, it doesn't cost a card. It only costs one mana to play it. And so, like, worst case, you can just cast it for one mana and then draw a different card if it's not useful.
But that's, like, the least amount of effectiveness. It could, like, -1/-0 is... Like,
I mean, it does more than, like, Twiddle.
To be...
Does it, though? Because you could, like, tap a 10-10 creature with Twiddle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be 9-10.
One situation in which this would be okay is when, say, I had a horned turtle that was out there that was not blocked... And then I cast this when it comes to it.
Guys, do you want to know where this is really good? You attack, they block with their horn turtle. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, okay. And then later in the same turn, you're like, oh, is there 3 damage on that horn turtle?
Ah.
I'm going to switch. It's toughness and it's power. There's still 3 damage on it. But now how much toughness does it have, boys?
1.
And that's lethal.
You know what?
Weapon 4, starring Bruce Willis.
Can that be your catchphrase on a sitcom? And that's lethal.
Megan brings up a good point, though, which I think affects me a lot, which is, like, looking
she
at a card...
She is making you look pretty dumb.
Looking at a card and thinking, that will be good in a specific situation.
Yeah.
Like, I look at a card and I'm like, oh, that's a great card. If only this happened and this happened and this happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what trips me up a lot.
Yeah, that's a slang term called magical Christmas land.
What? Fuck that. Really? It's not on the list.
Well, people use that term. In other podcasts. No, but you shouldn't listen to any other podcasts.
It's just this one, you guys.
What else could you need?
For the content.
Definitely not more information.
The idea is you see a card,
right,
and you look at the effect, and you only imagine the positive outcome of the effect. Not like it's...
Yeah, that's based. Like you have a best-case mentality.
Yes.
And then if like that case is really, really extreme, like it's really narrow, then you're in Magical Christmas Land.
All right, so I'm like one step under Magical Christmas
Land. Yeah, I don't think you're not that bad.
You're like Magical Patriots Day.
Magical Arbor Day.
Yeah. Oh! Get married.
Bree and I are the winners.
You love trees.
All right. Next card is Dark Steel Mirror. Costs 3 colorless. It's a 0/1 and it's indestructible.
What?
Artifact creature.
What a pointless piece of shit.
Things that are made out of dark steel are indestructible.
Always?
Mm-hmm. Basically. Nice.
Well, it's not necessarily useless. It's a reasonable blocker.
Yeah.
Like Ben was saying, artifacts were important in Mirrodin, so he's another artifact that you've got out on the board to get
it's
metal crap
like
going.
It's kind of like Battalion.
But here,
I mean, you want a lot of those things out there.
Get some unholy strength.
But here's
the
problem, guys. Here's the problem with Dark Steel Mirror.
There's so many high fives happening that nobody can see.
This was a set where there are a bunch of creatures that all had infect. And if you block this with an infect creature, it's just dead. It doesn't matter how indestructible it is, because it's going to have less than 0 toughness. Zero. And what does that mean?
Goes to the graveyard.
As a state-based effect.
And that's
Everybody,
lethal.
Listen to episode 20 for more about removal and protection.
Okay, Dan, you get the rare.
Nim Death Mantle. Costs 2 gray circles. Artifact equipment. It's the picture's like a shell.
It's like a hermit crab got like tired.
Yeah.
It died. It was eaten.
Equipped creature gets +2/+0, has intimidate, and is a black zombie.
It says +2/+2, but I don't want to slow you down.
Two front and back butts. Whenever a non-token creature is put into your graveyard from the battlefield, you may pay 4 gray circles. If you do, return that card to the battlefield and attach Nim Death Mantle to it.
Wait, did Nicole Bolas?
Nicole Bolas. Listen to one of our past
equip
episodes.
For
an interview with Nicole Bolas.
Yeah. Yeah, this card's weird. All right, that was the pack, guys. We did not find a sack outlet, so sorry.
No, we didn't.
Marie, you can just edit that out.
Okay.
Just imagine a sack outlet in your mind at home.
Well, that was cool to look at some of these old cards. And kind of, you know, whenever I see some old cards, it's really neat for me to think about how some of the abilities haven't really changed over the years.
Sure, but some have.
Right.
Weird.
Just like time.
Maria, what's an Alpha Strike?
Alpha Strike is when you attack with all your creatures at one time.
But why are you doing that?
Work. You're doing it to potentially kill the opponent.
Mm. So usually...
That doesn't make sense.
Usually, here's how I think of an Alpha Strike, right? Say there's a lot of creatures out there, and if you attack, he can just take the damage and then attack back and kill you. Mm-hmm. Then you can't Alpha Strike. But if his life total is so low that when you attack, he has to like start chump blocking stuff or making trades, then he can attack back for lethal.
So it's kind of like when you're both playing a kind of a stalemate, or you're kind of waiting for one person to make their move. And the Alpha Strike is the person who makes their move first.
Yes, but the intent is, okay, I'm going to get in there, and either he loses or he has to, like, make bad blocks.
Or the game changes.
Yeah, yeah.
The situation.
You're going to break the stalemate.
Okay.
All right, Nels, you pick a term that you don't know.
How about any of them? MTG. What does that mean?
That is not on the list.
All right, so okay, here's an interesting one. I know what this means because part of my life is spent in web development. Ping. I know what that means in my profession, but what does it mean in magic?
Ping. Megan.
Ping is a guy or a creature that you can tap to deal 1 damage to.
Well, like a project to go. Yeah.
I was going to say that's something that's missing from the, or maybe it's not because nobody uses it anymore, but a Tim. Can you Tim somebody?
Yes, so...
Tim, yeah.
Tim?
Megan, you described a pinger, and then ping would be like the action. And the original pinger was a card called Prodigal Sorcerer. And he looked like Tim from the Monty Python movies.
The Holy Grail.
People called him Tim.
No way!
The wizard with the horns and the beard.
Yeah. Question.
What up?
We have a... We have a card in Dragon's Maze called Hired Torturer, which you can pay 2 and tap to do
that's not a pinger.
2 damage. What do you call that guy?
Well, he does 2 damage, so that's not ping.
A real fucker.
Also, pingers are usually free. They're usually free to use them. So, like, in this set, I would say Lobber Crew is an example of a pinger, but he only hits opponents.
Is it
but
Staticaster?
People still call him a pinger, and then Staticaster would be another pinger.
He's only
but he
hits
only
creatures.
Hits creatures. The original pingers could do either.
Well, that's why isn't that why they there's now the Prodigal Pyromancer?
Yeah, the red guy.
That's a red. Thing. It's the exact same thing, but red.
Well, the reason that that
because
is
blue isn't supposed to have direct.
Yeah,
damage,
right. Blue does not generally get to like just.
So
boom,
they remade the
stuff.
Card and like, well, it's.
It should be a red card. Yeah, exactly.
And I think if you ping someone just once and then your creature's destroyed, that's called a Red October.
Starring Bruce Willis.
Wait, Dan, you and I played just last week in that draft we did, and you'd ping me for 1 every turn with
something. What I think was it was that? The Prodigal.
No, it wasn't.
No,
because that's not a Dragon Maze.
Yeah, I had a guy at the end of the turn.
It wasn't the Prodigal.
Dan, did you bring your own cards from home?
Yeah.
Dan, either this was a Lobber Crew or this was...
It wasn't Lobber Crew. I had Lobber Crew.
I had the Basilisk.
Was this the green-red dude?
What did I play?
Zerta Druid?
Nope.
Was the card drawn on? Did you draw the card?
No, it was part of this.
Was it Razor Tail Whip?
Nope.
Okay,
it was
good. Thank God.
Definitely in. It was in Dragon.
Yeah, it was. Or yep. It was in one of those three sets. Yep. And you would hit me for one at the end
of every turn. Yeah.
I feel like it was an artifact, wasn't it?
We've named every card that it could be.
I'll go look at my deck when I get home.
Yeah. Okay, and then
we'll edit it in. I'll send you a flag.
Call. Leave Maria a voicemail.
Call me.
And she'll edit it in.
Maybe.
Or just send her a text and she'll do an impression.
Speech to text.
Let's rehearse that impression now.
Yeah, ready? Oh, hey, first I'll do it and then you do an impression.
Okay. No, but we won't tell listeners what order we're doing it in. Okay. So it could be any order.
Yeah, who's doing it first?
And if you guess right, you will win this mirror token.
All right, go ahead, voice number one.
Hey, Marie, it's me, Dan. The card that we were talking about that dealt one damage was a blank. Bye. I'll see you later.
Hey, Marie, it's me, Dan. The card we were talking about. Oh, fuck it. It's not why I called you. I called you because you've always been on my mind. I'm outside your house right now with a boombox above my head. I want you to come out and listen to this song. Hey, do you like Titanic? It's the theme song from Titanic. Just kidding. It's the sound of my beating heart that I recorded. In a recording. My name is Dan. My last name... That's not important.
From being from California, you have a surprisingly thick Minnesota accent.
Yeah. So, careful listeners and fans of Dan.
we'll, fans of Dan.com.
Fans of Dan.com will know that Dan has never seen the movie Titanic. So, there's a little hint there.
You haven't? You're, oh my God, you're so lucky. I wish I never saw that
movie. Do you know how it ends?
The ship flies away.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Leaves the water.
Yeah. And it ascends. Have you seen the scene? Have you seen, like, in the previews where it's tilting up?
Right.
That's because there's a bunch of.
They live happily ever after while they kiss.
And when the ship breaks in half, that's just because the rockets, that's where they're stored. They were dropping off like the first stage.
Titanic was such a great movie, I forgot.
I just want to point this out. Somebody on Twitter brought up the fact, if you want to follow us on Twitter, by the way, follow us at MTAcast. We'd love to have you.
Do you have to do an @?
No.
You
can just follow MTAcast.
I can just type it in Gmail, right?
Yep. mtcast@gmail.twitter.com.
Why Len is our opening song and ending song on our podcast? Because it's a very strange choice, I agree. Do you two, Ben and Megan, remember why Len, Steal My Sunshine, is our opening song?
Do you know what? I remember listening to it when back in the day when we used to have, board game time.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did.
What happened?
We learned how to play magic. And our lives became really drastically different.
Mm.
Really.
That's kind of true.
That's really true.
In what direction?
Would you say they became draftistically different?
I would say that they became giraffistically different.
Did it become drastically park different?
Ben, do you remember why we have Len as our theme song?
I just like that song. And I played it, and you guys like that song, too.
I think we were probably learning how to play Magic, and we were listening to Pandora, and that song came on, and we danced like motherfuckers.
Yeah. Not only were we listening to that song on Pandora, we were listening to Len Steal My Sunshine Pandora Station.
We were.
Which brought us so many other special songs.
Yes.
Maybe we can get Len on the podcast.
That would be great.
I'm sure they're busy.
So if anybody's wondering why Steal My Sunshine is our theme song, it's because it's a nostalgic value for us. We listened to it while we were playing.
And arbitrary.
Yeah, clearly arbitrary.
It's got good beats.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
So if you want a good podcast station, or if you want a good Pandora station for a party, I suggest basing it off Len, Steal My Sunshine. You'll have a surefire hit.
But do not try to get Pandora to only play songs by Len.
No, it won't work.
That will not work.
We tried that too. Everybody, thank you so much for celebrating our 21st birthday with us.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wait, we didn't create a card.
Yeah, we should.
That seems like the most important thing anybody could ever do.
That's the fun part.
Can we have Swamp Ass Walker?
Swamp Ass Walker.
Swamp Ass Walker.
And then the second word is
I think it's just a 1-1 with Swamp Walk, but he has sunglasses on. And a leather jacket.
Wait.
Why does that make him an ass walker?
He's an ass walker.
He's a swamp ass walker.
How about no matter how big the butt is on another creature, he always does one damage?
That would be the case with any creature.
Let's just call that having one power.
Yeah, but what if he's being blocked by, like, say, a 0-5? He still does one damage.
He would still do one damage. That's how magic works. To the player. Oh, to the player.
Oh.
That's what Swamp Walk is. If the other player controls a swamp.
Wait, hold on. Rewind.
I think because he's a swamp ass walker, he needs to have a bigger butt.
Right.
I think he's like a 1-4.
We need to clarify.
A 1-3, a 1-4.
Swamp ass walker or swamp ass walker?
Or swamp ass walker.
Wait, because if he's an ass walker, then I feel like he would ignore butts, so then he wouldn't have any problem with toughness of creatures.
So creatures that block him have zero toughness.
Maybe he's...
Then they would die.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Maybe he's a swamp ass walker Texas Ranger.
Yeah. Or when he swamp walks...
Wait. Dan, I think that what you said was a great idea. If he can be blocked, then the creature who blocks him... gets zero toughness.
That's like death touch.
I'm going to have to correct this.
That's not a great idea.
That's a really powerful card.
That's an incredible card.
You've just destroyed a thousand lives just by suggesting that card.
That's great. I like it.
Yeah.
This set is already ridiculous.
Every other card is shit.
We have to figure out.
Just wait till I bear it all.
Okay. So... He has Swamp Walk. I feel like we've established that. When he Swamp Walks, his ass grows. He gets +0/+4.
So only if the other person
controls
swamps.
But he doesn't have Swamp Walk. He's a swamp ass walker.
What if he has Swamp Walk and he gives all other creatures Swamp Walk, but then all creatures with Swamp Walk are only unblockable if your opponent controls 2 swamps?
You guys, Swamp Walk sounds really funny. Just say it a couple more
swamp
times.
Swamp Walk.
Swamp Walk.
Okay.
Swamp Walk.
He's unblockable if the other creature has Swamp Ass, whatever that is, right? Because Swamp Walk is he's unblockable if they have swamps.
Stop it, Dan! You're doing more cards.
So how does
maybe
someone
there's
have
just
swamp ass?
Maybe there's just a card called Swamp Ass, and all it does is give that guy unblockable.
If opponent is sweatier than you, creature is unblockable.
Your cards are always outside the
That's
game.
That's pretty meta, yeah.
No, I really like that. Each player measures their ass sweat.
Guys, let's tell Dan this card is in the set.
Thanks.
Good idea, Dan.
Yeah.
Create a card.
We'll go to print right now.
Wait, we need some actual text.
This was the least successful create a card.
Yes, okay, should we try Dirty Turtle instead?
Dirty turtle.
Okay.
I think is obviously a horned turtle, so it's a 1/4.
1/4, yeah.
But it's dirty.
Death touch. Infect.
I think it has this dirty turtle has peak, which means that when it deals combat damage to a player, you can look at their cards.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I like that.
Their in hand cards. You can look at their in hand.
So dirty is a mechanic.
Peak is a mechanic. Dirty creatures can peak.
I love it.
I'm not sure I understand it from a flavor standpoint.
Yeah. Hold on. So
it seems
peak.
Dirty should be dirtier.
That's pretty dirty. You're like looking up their skirt,
yeah,
and their skirt
is
their cards.
What's going on?
Yeah. Okay, and then
I'd forgotten what a gender-based set this was, and where you keep your hand, Maria.
Right up the skirt.
So you would also have like Vand Pervert. Which is like a 2/2. It's like a 2/2 with dirty.
It's way better than regular pervert.
Van pervert.
Yeah.
Wait, van.
There's no way he's a 2/2
like,
if he's in a van.
Or vanned.
Van, like he is
pervert.
In a van.
I think
and you somehow gain 1/1 child tokens.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna use my veto. I'm gonna use my veto on this card.
Wait, no. You take a card. You take a card from the top of target player's library. Put it face down in front of you, and it's a 1/1 child token.
Ooh, so you've stolen from them.
Yeah. You can't do that because a face down card is already a 2/2 colorless creature.
Always?
Yep.
What?
Sorry.
Why?
Because that's how they started it in Onslaught, and now they can't change it.
Well, I feel like that's how we do things in our set.
No, how would you know? How would you know if it was a card? Because it says on
the
card
right now. It says on the card.
Yeah, but maybe it's the Van Pervert. You
how do we get to Van Pervert? That was like instantly.
Put it face up and it's still a 1/1.
Yeah, no, or you put their card into their graveyard and
holy shit. That's more than a pervert, that's a murder.
Morbid right there. We went from like a swamp ass walker to like child murderer.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we got Dirty Turtle out of it, so. Yeah.
Great job, everybody.
Congratulations to us.
Yay. And good job to you for listening. 21. Why don't you tune in next time when you'll find out who killed Dan?
Was it the Van Pervert?
Or was it Maria? Or was it Dan when forced by Nels?
Hey guys, you can also reach us at magicktheamateuring@gmail.com if you want to tell us about how this episode offended you at the end.
Or check us out at www.magicktheamateuring.com. Assuming Maria fixes the website.
Assuming Ben fixes the website.
Yay!
Remember to follow us on Twitter at MTAcast and send us an iTunes review. You can script some...
If you'd like to send me a telegraph, I'm on circuit 1. Press 3 clicks and then unhook from your receiver.
Hey, do you guys play MTGO?
Yes. We sure do.
Can we join your clan?
You can join the clan.
No, because my clan doesn't exist anymore because no one joined it.
My clan, however, still exists. You can message me, horny_unicorny, and I'll put you in the Magic the Amateuring clan.
And I'm middle schooler.
What are you, Dan?
I'm Sparkle Fury, spelled 5P4RKL3FURY.
Nels, what's your name?
Girlfist66.
And also, like I was saying, follow us on iTunes using... You can subscribe and leave us a review. And if you do, we'll make a pun of your username. It's a great deal that costs you $0 in probably about 5 minutes.
What if the Dirty Turtle, if it does combat damage to a player, target creature is skeeved out and...
keep going.
They're exiled for one turn, and they return.
Is exiled.
Target creature is skeeved out, and it's in the skeeve zone until the beginning of their next.
The skeeve zone.
The skeeve zone is right between the exile zone and the phased out zone.
The skeeve zone is what I call my pile of dirty laundry.
There are a lot of skeeves going through that usually.
You guys, this episode has been a fucking travesty. Oh, I apologize on a personal level. But it's like...
State for the record, how many Upper Midwest Regional Emmys you have?
I have 4, everybody. I have 4 Emmys. Mm. And this is what I've been reduced to.
We could be nominated for a negative Emmy, I think.
And this travesty you come took and take them. 2 cards to record.
Yeah. So keep listening. Next episode, we will not be all drunk in Nell's basement, or maybe we will.
Why not?
Because Dan won't be alive to be drunk.
I'll be dead.
Nice.
And you'll be careful. Star Trek.
The needs of the one.
Thanks, Nels and Dan, for joining us on this roller coaster of death. You've been a great addition. For Megan and Ben, my name is Maria.